بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 23, reading from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان الإمام عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله. Tonight بإذن الله تعالى, and we're going to begin the third section of the book, Al-Fasl Al-Thalithu, which is the final section of the book, and its topic is dealing with the benefits and the fruits of Iman. Before we begin that reading, let me apologize for not completing the topic last week, and it doesn't look like we have extra time this week to complete it. So we're going to suffice with what we mentioned from the comments of Sheikh Abdul Razak and just go into the topic for tonight, which is quite lengthy. Before we do that also, let us review quickly some of the points that we covered in last week's session, questionnaire study guide number 22. The first question being, list four things mentioned by the author, rahimahullah, which contradict Iman and must be resisted and struggled against. Four things that he mentioned, na'am.
Disbelief, hypocrisy, sin, the greatest sin, and transgression.
Na'am. The author, rahimahullah, he said that we must prepare ourselves to resist those things which negate or yani contradict Iman. And he mentioned specifically all of the branches of al-kufr, disbelief, al-nifaq, hypocrisy, and al-fusuq wal-isyan. Yani, the greater sins and the lesser sins. Or as it's mentioned in the translation, transgression. And of course, these are some of the things that oppose Iman. But he just mentioned these, yani, as an example. Disbelief and hypocrisy and different types of sin. Question number two, list three things mentioned by the author which are necessary to repel the barriers, the mawaniya, and the obstacles, the awaiq, to Iman. Yani three things the author, rahimahullah, mentioned, which are necessary to repel those things which are barriers and those things which are obstacles to al-Iman. Naam, Abdul Wali.
Feeling remorse for sins committed and seeking forgiveness.
Feeling remorse for sins committed and seeking forgiveness.
Repelling doubts with knowledge.
Okay, he mentioned several things. The first thing, three things that he mentioned, the first of them is not mentioned in the translation of the book. And I mentioned that last week, so please pay attention when there's something left from the book, it's really important. The first thing that the author, rahimahullah, mentions is al-iqla' an al-ma'asi. Yani that a person abstain, fall back from sins. And secondly, he mentioned at-tawbah. Yani repenting from whatever person has fallen into. So, yani the first thing that repels, that pushes back, that removes the barriers and obstacles is that a person has to stop sinning. And then they have to repent. And he makes sincere repentance from the sins that they committed. And then he said, protecting and preserving and guarding all of the limbs of the body from that which is haram. Yani stopping the sins that a person is engaging in, repenting from what they have fallen into, and then making an effort, a conscious effort to guard and protect themselves from falling into further sins. And then he also mentioned, yani what, yani can come under the next question in reference to, yani resisting the shubahat. Which, that's under question number three, which aspect of Iman is harmed by a shubahat? Yani the doubts or false arguments which are superficially plausible. Yani what aspect of Iman that the author mentioned, different aspects of Iman, is harmed by these shubahat? Naam.
One's creed.
Okay. One's creed. The shubuhat. Yani, of course, all of this we're talking about Iman, but specifically in terms of the creed, yani the knowledge. Ulum al-Iman. Yani the knowledge base of one's Iman is affected by shubuhat. Because shubuhat, yani, it affects the knowledge that you have. A person begins to doubt what they know. Yani, of course, it's our creed, but the knowledge base of Iman is affected by shubuhat. Because a person has certain knowledge, They read something in the Quran, they read something from the Prophet ﷺ, and then somebody comes with a shubha. Yani, which, it might appear to be plausible, it looks like it could be possible, and then they begin to doubt what they already know. So it affects the knowledge base of Iman, and it weakens it. Question number four, the author says, and by the way, the other aspect of Iman that the author mentions, yani, is affected by the shahwat. Yani, the shahwat affects the person's will, the irada, the will to do good, the will for khair, to strive in doing good and in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author says, the iradat, the will, the intent, the desire to do good cannot be completed or perfected except by two things. He mentioned two things that are necessary in order for that, you know, that good intent, that good desire, that good yani will that a person has to do good. It cannot be completed and perfected except with two things. Naam. Sadiq.
Abandoning the things of evil.
Abandoning the things of evil. Naam.
Resisting the nafs that commit evil.
Yeah. And resisting the nafs that commands a person to do evil. Naam. Yani in order for the iradat that are good, yani good intention, good will, good inclinations, in order for them to be completed and perfected, a person has to, number one, abandon those desires to engage in evil. They have to abandon those things. They have to abandon them. And the second thing, they have to make a conscious effort to resist, to repulse, to fight against an-nafs al-ammara bisu. Yani that which is in oneself that is commanding you to do evil. Number five, describe the example of the garden of Iman, of the one who guards against the trials of Shubuhat and Shahwat. Now he mentioned in the Quran, 2nd Surah, 265th Ayah. What is the example that Allah gives here concerning the garden of the person who fights against, who guards against, who protects himself against these different types of trials, the Shubuhat as well as the Shahwat? Naam. Zuwali.
It's like the man whose garden is on a high place.
Naam, man whose garden is on a high place.
And a heavy rain will bring forth a heavy produce.
A heavy rain will bring about a great produce. Yani doubled the produce. Will bring about double produce. And?
And a light mist.
And even if it doesn't rain heavy, even a light rain or mist or, you know, huh?
Will
suffice, yani, for production of that garden. Yani the garden, this garden is the garden of the person who's going to have produce, who's going to have fruits, it's going to produce benefits. Whether there's a heavy rain or a light rain, it's always going to produce. Why? Because they have resisted and they have fought against those things that affect the garden, that affect the garden of Iman, the Shajaratul Iman, affect the person's Iman. And that is primarily Shubuhat, yani those matters, doubtful things that cause any problems for a person's knowledge base, and those Shahwat, the desires, yani lowly desires, desires to do evil, to engage in that which is displeasing to Allah. If a person resists in both of these areas, guards himself from both of these things, then their garden, yani, will be protected from harm, and will produce in any case, whether there's heavy rain or light rain.
It'll be the first to benefit because it's high up.
And they'll be the first to benefit because it's what? It's a garden that's high up. It's on a high place. So it will receive, yani, that which it needs first, yani the rain. Question number six. Describe the example of the garden of the one who falls into, who engages in, yani who becomes a victim of the trials of Shubuhat and Shahwat. And this is also in Surah Al-Baqarah, following Ayah 266. What is the example that Allah gave here now?
The deeds of a person are like the fruits, and when you father the shaitan, the acts of disbelief, then the garden will be destroyed.
Okay, when a person does good deeds and then they turn from that course and follow shaitan, then this would be the cause of destroying their good deeds, rather, yani it will destroy their garden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this parable in the Quran about a person who has a garden that has dates and grapes and all types of fruits, and then they reach old age. And they have, yani, offspring that are weak, that are not able to do anything, and then a whirlwind comes and containing fire, and it burns up, yani, their garden, it destroys it. He said, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, this is the example of the man who's doing good deeds, and then Allah sends the shaitan to him, he follows and he obeys and he engages in that which shaitan calls him to, and then his garden is destroyed. Destroyed. Naam. Question number 7, the mu'min, muwaffaq, who is given tawfiq by Allah, is constantly striving in two areas. Can he discuss them? Briefly, two areas. Naam. Siddiq.
Abandon the sin, feel remorse, make sincere repentance to Allah. After they have repented, they must protect their limbs from committing those sins again.
Tayyib. The first area though, I didn't hear the first area what you said. The first area, did you say? What was the first one?
Abandon the sin.
Abandon the sins. Okay, even before that, the first area, naam. That's part of the second area.
By actualizing the foundations and branches of iman in terms of knowledge, action, and how.
Actualizing, yani, the yani tahqiq al iman, the foundation usul of iman. Yani a person, yani working on the things, the speech, the actions, everything that strengthens and increases the foundation of iman. Yani tahqiq usul al-iman. This is the first thing. Working on this side of doing the things that are necessary in order to strengthen and increase and cause iman to grow. That's one side. The other side, he said, is that a person what? That they strive to repulse everything that contradicts iman. Everything that destroys it completely, or at least, yani weakens and decreases it. Either way, because there are some things that destroy iman outright. Yani the nullifiers of Islam. Person goes out of Islam. And there are other things that doesn't take a person out of Islam. It doesn't destroy their Islam or their iman, but it weakens it. It lessens it. And he said that the person has to make a conscious effort to strive and to struggle against all of these things. And then he also added to that, he said, and then also they must, what? For whatever, wherever they have fallen short, then they have to repent. And they must also make an attempt to catch themselves when they're in the process of being called by shaitan to catch themselves before they actually fall in. To repent from what you have fallen into, your shortcomings, and then also to try to catch yourself, yani, before you fall. The last question, what do the people of Taqwa do when an evil thought or suggestion, five, comes to them from shaitan? This is mentioned in the 7th surah, 201st ayat. Yani, what do the people of Taqwa do when a suggestion comes to them from shaitan?
They remember Allah.
They remember Allah's commands and prohibitions. They remember Allah's yani, promise of reward for those who are good and His threat for those who commit sin. They remember Allah's commands and His prohibitions. And then Allah causes them to see clearly so that they yani, escape from falling into that which shaitan is calling them to. Okay, so these are some of the points that we discussed last week. And tonight, inshallah, in this session, yani this will be the first session dealing with the Al-Fasl Al-Thalithu, the third section of the book. Remember, the first section of the book is dealing with the ta'rif of iman, the definition of iman, its evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah, and how the scholars of the Sunnah defined iman in different wordings, meaning basically the same thing. And the proofs and evidences that support that definition. In the second section, we talked about what? The things that bring about iman. The things through which iman is achieved. Through which it is caused to grow, strengthened, increased. Okay, and in this section now, the third and final section, the author entitled it, Al-Fasl Al-Thalithu Fi Fawaid Al-Iman Wa Thamaratihi. Yani this section is dealing with the fawaid, the benefits that a person will receive from iman. And the thamarat, the fruits of iman. Before I read, I just want to make a note here, yani concerning this particular section as it relates to the first section. As it relates to the first section. The previous section, second section. The first section, as we just mentioned, deals with the ta'rif of iman. What is iman? And the second section explains to us, yani, the essential elements of that iman. Yani, what are the elements, the yani, essential elements of iman? What are the things that bring about iman, that strengthen iman, that cause it to grow? And this section actually deals with what a person will receive as a result of that iman. Yani, the rewards, the blessings, the favors, the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to a person because of their iman. Because of their iman. So the relation between the second section, previous section, and the third section is that the second section, it entails the things that the abd must do, the actions of the human being that strengthen the iman, that increase the iman, that cause it to grow. And this section deals with the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the fruits of iman is from the actions of Allah, what Allah gives to the person. The essential elements of iman are those things that the abd does, and the fruits of iman are those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the abd as a result of that. So those are the things that we have to do, and now these are the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives if we do those things. This is what Allah has to offer for us. The author rahimahullah, Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, rahmatan wasiyah, he begins this section by saying, kam lil imani as-sahihi min al-fawaid والثمرات العاجلة والآجلة في القلب والبدن والراحة والحياة الطيبة في الدنيا والآخرة. كم للإيمان الصحيح, يعني how many, so many are, يعني the فوائد, benefits, والثمرات and fruits that will be given to the one who has al-iman as-sahih, the one who has the correct iman, the one who has correct iman, yani the iman that's in accordance with what yani the author laid out in the first section of this book, the iman that includes the conviction in the heart, and it includes the speech on the tongue, and it includes the actions of the limbs of the body, yani that iman which involves everything that is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has correct aqidah, yani the usul of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, believing in Allah and the angels and the messengers and the books and the last day and the qadr, and whatever branches out from them, the furu' of iman. The person who has this correct creed and then acts in accordance with it, does the deeds that Allah has commanded us with and avoids what Allah has prohibited, this person will receive many, many benefits and many, many fruits. That's what we're talking about. Al-iman الصحيح فوائد والثمرات العاجلة والآجلة, يعني which will come now immediately, يعني benefits and fruits that a person will receive now, and benefits and fruits that a person will receive later. في القلب والبدن, يعني that which will benefit their heart, يعني the heart itself will benefit, يعني the fruits and benefits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning يعني tranquility and comfort and peace, yani of the heart, the tranquility of the heart, and the badin, yani the fruits that will come to the physically to the person, physical benefits, yani the physical things that the person will experience, the material things that a person will receive in this world, the benefits to the heart, yani internally, and the benefits externally, waraha, yani and the inner being, yani the self, the soul, the mind, the peace and contentment and rest and comfort that a person will experience. والحياه الطيبه, and the good life, في الدنيا والآخرة, the good life, الحياه الطيبه, in this world as well as the good life in the hereafter. وكم لهذه الشجره الايمانيه من الثمار اليانعه والجناء اللذيذ والاكل الدائم والخير المستمر امور لا تحصى وَفَوَاعِدُ لَا تُسْتَقْصَى. And likewise, so many are the fruits, yani for this tree, the tree of iman, شَجَرَةُ iman, yani the tree of iman that's in the heart of the believer, the tree that grows from its roots, the root being لا إله إلا الله. And that root, yani brings forth, yani the roots spring forth, yani into a full grown tree, which has a trunk, and it has branches, and it has fruits. The Shaykh says, this tree, الشجرة الإيمانية, so many are its fruits that are ripe, and its fruits that are delicious, tasty, and that are daim, always, يعني الأكل الدائم, that are always coming, non-stop. والخير المستمر, and good that is ongoing, continuous. يعني as long as that tree is alive, it's bringing forth fruits that are ripe, that are tasty, that are always present. Good that is ongoing, continuous. He says, أُمُورٌ لَا تُحْصَى, cannot be enumerated. يعني these are things that cannot be enumerated, cannot be counted. والفوائد لا تستقصى, and benefits that we cannot see the end of them. يعني we cannot get to the bottom of it, to the root of it. It's unending, unending. Here what the author رحمه الله is saying to us, يعني in summary, is that the benefits and the fruits of Iman are so many. They are unending. And they are wonderful. They are great. Yani we will enjoy them so much if we have al-Iman al-Sahih, which includes what is in the heart as well as the actions of the limb. Speech and actions. The actions of the heart and the actions of the limb. And the speech of the heart and the speech of the limbs. Yani the i'tiqad, yani the creed, the conviction, as well as actions that are in accordance with it. وَمُجْمَلُهَا, يعني the sum total, the summary of these فوائد and ثمرات, benefits and fruits. أَنَّ خَيْرَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَدَفَعَ الشُّرُورِ كُلِّهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ, يعني that every type of good in this world and the next life, all of it, every khair, and the repulsing, yani the repelling, the pushing back, the removal of every type of evil, it is all from the fruits of this tree. Yani any harm that a person is protected from, any evil that a person is secured from, every good that a person experiences in this world and the next, all of it is from the fruits of yani the tree of Iman. And this shows yani the importance of this tree, and shows the importance of attending to it, nourishing it, yani protecting it, guarding it from harm, from that which affects it. It's that important, because every khair that we have in this world and the next, every evil that Allah protects us from, or repulses from us, or lifts from us, removes from us after it befell us, it's the fruits of the tree of Iman. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ إِذَا ثَبَتَتْ, and that's because this tree, if it is firmly established, if this tree is firmly established, yani its roots are deep into the earth, yani into the heart of the human being, it's deep rooted in the heart of the human being. وَقَوِيَتْ أُصُولُهَا, and its roots become strong. وَتَفَرَّعَتْ فُرُوعُهَا, and its branches spread out in all directions. Yani imagine a tree that has branches going in every direction. وَزَهَتْ أَغُصَانُهَا, and its limbs blossom or bloom or bear fruit. وَأَيْنَعَتْ وَأَيْنَعَتْ أَفْنَاؤُهَا, and they also, yani its fruits become ripe. They ripen. Its branches, its roots are firmly established, and its branches are going in every direction. And then it begins to bear fruit, and its fruits ripen, so that a person can take from them and enjoy them. He said, when this tree is firmly established and its roots become strong and its branches spread out and it bears fruit that ripens, عادت على صاحبها وعلى غيره بكل خير عاجل وآجل, then it will bring back to the one who has this Iman, the sahib of Iman, the one who owns this tree, it will bring to him and to others around him and to others that he comes in contact, it will bring every khair, everything of good, now and later. Yani in this world and the next life. Before we go on to the first fruit that the author mentions, some comments on the introduction to this section by Shaykh Abdul Razak, son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, حفظهم الله, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. He says, وَهَذَا فَصْلٌ عَظِيمٌ, yani this is a tremendous, magnificent section that the author has yani given to us in his blessed book, At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li-Shajarat Iman. And he has singled this section out for the clarification of the thamarat of Iman and the athar al-azima of Iman. Yani he has singled this section out to identify, to clarify for us what are the fruits of Iman and what are the effects, yani results of Iman and the benefits, the noble benefits and the praiseworthy returns that come from Iman ala ahlihi, for the people of Iman. Yani all of the things that of good that will come to the people of Iman in this world and in the next life. Wahiyya fawaid, and these are benefits, as the author rahimahullah mentions, that cannot be enumerated, that cannot be counted, that we cannot see the end of them. The believer will take from these fruits and will pick from these fruits fi dunyahu wa ukhrahu, in his life in this world as well as in the next life. Yani meaning that not only will the believer, by the permission of Allah and the mercy and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoy these fruits in the Jannah, but even in this world. Even in this world, there are fruits that the believer will experience, will enjoy in this world. Meaning that, yani the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person doesn't have to die to receive them. Rather, in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards those who believe in Him. In this world, He gives them His favor and His bounties and His blessings that they will enjoy even in this world, in spite of whatever yani there is in this world of harm that comes, as opposed to in the next life where it will just be the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no harm. The Shaykh, he says, yani what the believer, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their share of these yani fruits, these bounties, these blessings, these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in accordance with their share of Iman. Yani how much of these fruits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person will receive will be in accordance with their, how much Iman they have, how they have developed their Iman, strengthened their Iman, increased their Iman. The more a person attends to the Iman, strengthen it, increasing it, getting near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the greater will be their share of these tremendous yani fruits of Iman. The more a person's Iman is strong, the more the fruits will be increased and multiplied. To whatever extent a person's Iman is defective, then their share of the fruits of Iman will be lessened. And just as it is yani the affair of Iman, as has been mentioned yani in the beginning of this risala, yani when we talked about the definition of Iman, he said the likeness of this Iman is the likeness of a good tree, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ibrahim. أَلَمْ تَرَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. To the end of the ayah, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did you not think about, did you not reflect upon the example that Allah gives of a kalima tayyiba, a good word that's like a shajara tayyiba, a good tree. Its foundation, its roots is firmly established in the earth and its branches are up in the sky, and it brings forth its fruits all the time by the permission of its Rabb. He said, just as any tree, like the nakhla, the palm tree, or other than it, the better that tree is, the stronger is its roots, the more care is given to it, the more pure is its earth, its soil, and its watering being consistent, then likewise the same thing is necessary for the shajara of Iman, meaning that its yani its roots have to be strong and its soil yani has to be good, and it has to be attended to, and it has to be watered regularly. So if that is done, then its fruits will be increased, and they will be better, and they will be purer. This is yani the case of a tree, like the nakhla, the palm tree, as well as any other tree, and so it is the case of the shajaratul iman. Yani the more, to the extent that the roots are strong in the heart of the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani firmly established, giving care to realize, to actualize iman in that person's heart in terms of its uprightness, being upright upon obedience to Allah, and in terms of its ubudiyya, its state of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guarding and protecting and preserving the ibadah and the ta'ah, to whatever extent that happens, then to that extent, yani, there will be an increase in the thimar, the fruits of iman. They will be multiplied, and the results and the returns from them that the person will harvest, that the person will pick, yani, will be multiplied in this world and in the next life. Then the Shaykh Abdul Razak introduces the first fruit of iman. Shaykh Abdul Razak says concerning on that, and then we'll read from the book. He said, here the author, rahimahullah, yani numbers, yani enumerates to us some of the fawaid of iman and the thamarat of iman, yani the benefits and the fruits that the people of iman will receive in this world and in the next life. So he mentioned, yani, many benefits in this section. He says, Shaykh Abdul Razak says, perhaps you will not find the likeness of this number of benefits and fruits of iman collected together in one place, in one book, like you found here, what the author has enumerated here. So he said that the author, rahimahullah, has been given tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring, yani, to present in an excellent, great manner the collection of these benefits, along with the mention of their evidences. So here he says, yani Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafizullah says, that the author, rahimahullah, has mentioned each benefit, followed by that which points to it, yani the proof for it, from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is important because, yani, from the way of the scholars of Sunnah, is that they don't make claims that they don't bring proof for, from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And this is the example for us, that we shouldn't make claims for anything. We shouldn't stand upon anything. We shouldn't take a position or a posture, except that there's a basis for it in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Not just, I feel like, it sounds good, or I heard from so and so. Rather, evidence from Quran and from the Sunnah. Here the Shaykh says that the author, rahimahullah, what he has mentioned of the benefits and the fruits of iman, he mentioned them ala sabil al-ishara, la ala sabil al-hasr. Yani that he mentions here examples of the fruits and benefits of iman. He doesn't intend that he has mentioned every benefit and every fruit of iman. But what he has mentioned here is just examples of the fruits of iman, and these benefits which he has mentioned, yani, cannot be counted or cannot be enumerated. However, yani, in summary, he mentions some of them here, and what he has mentioned directs us to or guides us to others that he didn't mention. And when we look at the things that he mentioned, we will see that they will also point to and direct to other benefits and fruits that he didn't even mention here. Okay, the first, and by the way, I think today we started reading on page 65 in the Arabic text and on page 63 in the English translation. Both of them on the top of the page. English translation, top of page 63 in Arabic, top of page 65. On page 66, the author, rahimahullah, he says, number one, فَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ ثِمَارِهَا, yani, from the greatest and the most magnificent of the fruits of iman, is al-iqtibat bi walayatillah al-khasa التي هي أعظم ما تنافس فيه المتنافسون وأجل ما حصله الموفقون. That from the greatest of the fruits of iman is al-iqtibat, يعني that a person enjoy, they have joy and satisfaction from the walaya of Allah al-khasa, bi walayatillahi al-khasa. Yani that a person enjoy and be totally satisfied, and this is from the fruits of iman, with the guardianship of Allah al-khasa, yani the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility to overlook that person's affairs, to guard them, to protect them, to provide for them, Yani to look over their affairs. The wilayah of Allah al-Khasa. And this wilayah of Allah al-Khasa, it is the wilayah of Allah that is for the people of Iman. As opposed to wilayah of Allah al-Ama, which is for the creation in general. Everybody that He has created, everybody, everything that He has brought into existence, Allah cares for it. And He feeds it, He provides for it, He prepares for it what is in need of in this world. But here we're talking about what? Enjoying the wilayah of Allah al-Khasa. التي هي أعظم ما تنافس فيه المتنافسون. It is the greatest thing that the people who compete and strive for things, this is the greatest thing that anyone strives for. And it's the most noble of the things that a person will achieve. Yani from those who have been given tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of what people have been given, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave tawfiq to, then He gave them the knowledge and the will and the intent and the inclination and enabled them to act upon correct knowledge. The greatest of what those people who have been given tawfiq will receive, will achieve, yani it is this joy and satisfaction of having the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he mentions two ayats. I'm going to talk about each of them a little bit, what he mentioned here, and then from the commentary of Shaykh Abdul Razak. The first ayat he mentions is from Surah to Yunus, 10th Surah, 62nd and 63rd ayat. And this is from those ayats that I always felt. From the first time I read it and heard the explanation of it from the scholars of the people of Sunnah, I always felt this is the ayat that if I didn't memorize the entire Quran, I have to memorize this one. Yani if we didn't memorize the entire Quran, if we didn't yet reach yani the completion of memorization of the Quran, there are certain ayats that we should memorize, that we are in need of. You have to recite them all the time. You have to reflect on them all the time. Because they are so tremendous. They are so tremendous. From them is this, these two ayahs from Surah Yunus. Yani, 10th Surah, 62nd, 63rd ayah. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَعْدَ عُوذُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Yani the author, he mentions this ayah, he says, yani the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of which is, is it not so? Yani it is a fact that indeed the awliya of Allah, la khawfun alayhim, there is no fear upon them. Walahum yahsanu, nor do they grieve. There is no fear upon them, nor do they grieve. Yani they have no fear of what is ahead of them, and they don't grieve about what has passed them by. ثم وصفهم بقوله. Then after mentioning this about the awliya of Allah, they have no fear nor grief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them who they are with the saying, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they are those who believed, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they also observed a taqwa. And they also observed a taqwa. They believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all that entails, iman, that we talked about in the first section. All of that, and in addition to that, yani they firmed up, firmly established the iman by yani attaching to it the observance of a taqwa. And the scholars have explained taqwa in various different ways. It's not my intent to explain it here, but just to remind us that from the simple explanation of a taqwa, it is the fulfillment of all that Allah has commanded and the avoidance of what Allah has prohibited. And seeking the pleasure of Allah based upon guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author mentions this ayat, and then he says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, those who believe and observe taqwa, فَكُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ تَقِيٍّ فَهُوَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيٍّ. Every mu'min that has taqwa, then he is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a statement that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, mentions in a number of books. From amongst them, he mentioned it in the 7th volume, 17th, page 17 of Manhaj al-Sunnah. And he also mentioned it in a famous book that Manhaj al-Sunnah, I don't think is translated, but there's a book that's translated by Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, yani al-Furqan bayna awliya al-Rahman wa awliya al-Shaytan. Yani the criterion to distinguish between the awliya of al-Rahman, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the awliya of al-Shaytan. And that's a tremendous book, and it is translated in one of the Arabic editions on page 57. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentions this particular statement. Kullu mu'min taqi فَهُوَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيٍّ. That every believer who observes taqwa, then he is the wali of Allah. And this requires a lengthy discussion, and the Sheikh Abdul Razak, in discussing this, yani, this went on for a long, long time. It was too much for me to write, so yani, I wrote some of it. Inshallah, if we have time, we'll read some of it. But in any case, what is important here is that the awliya of Allah are not people who fly in the air or walk across water or do things that are yani extraordinary, yani beyond human yani normal abilities. But the awliya of Allah include every single person of iman who observes taqwa, every believer who observes taqwa, to whatever extent that person's iman and their taqwa, to that extent they enjoy being from the awliya of Allah. And there are different levels of the awliya of Allah. And the Shaykh talks about that in the commentary, if we have a chance, inshallah. So, every mu'min who observes taqwa, and inshallah, we are those who believe. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our iman and to increase it. And to give us tawfiq, to be able to do those things that we have just learned, which are the means of strengthening iman and increasing iman. That Allah give us tawfiq, to be able to do those things so that being believers, yani by the permission of Allah, yani we will increase our iman and strengthen our iman and take it to a higher level, the level of perfection, al-iman al-kamil, so that we can be from the awliya of Allah. Every believer who has taqwa, then he's from the awliya of Allah. Wilaya khasa, yani the special wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min thamaratiha ma qalahu Allah anhum. And from the fruits of this wilaya, yani the wilaya of Allah al-Khasa, is from the fruits of iman. And from the fruits of that wilaya, the benefits of the person who has earned the wilaya of Allah al-Khasa, from its fruits is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And this is the second ayah that the Shaykh mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 257th ayah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumat ila an-nur. That's how the Shaykh quotes that part of the ayah. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That Allah is the wali of those who believe. Yani a person has iman and taqwa, they become from the awliya of Allah. Allah becomes their wali. Allah is our wali. He is al-wali and he is al-mawla. He is the wali, specially, particularly, of those who believe. And from the benefits, the thamarat, the fruits of this wilaya, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, is that he brings them out of darknesses, different types of darknesses, into the light, the one light, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. This is from the fruits of al-wilaya. A, and then the Shaykh briefly explains what he means by this fruit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing the people of iman out of darknesses into light. He said, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْكُفْرَ إِلَى نُورِ الْإِيمَانِ. He brings them out of the darknesses of kufr, yani the levels of darkness of kufr, into the light of iman. وَمِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْجَهْلِ إِلَى نُورِ الْعِلْمِ. And from the darknesses of ignorance, the various levels of ignorance. Some people are more ignorant than others. To the light of knowledge. Yani Allah removes the ignorance with knowledge. He removes yani the kufr with iman. وَمِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْمَعَاسِ إِلَى نُورِ الطَّاعَةِ. And he brings those people of iman out of the levels of darkness, of ma'asi, of different types of sin, to the light of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'a. وَمِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْغَفْلَةِ إِلَى نُورِ الْيَقَظَةِ وَالذِّكْرِ. And he brings them out of the darknesses of al-ghafla, of being unmindful, inattentive. And a person is unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not paying attention to the law of the nur, the light of al-yaqadha, being awake, being conscious, and the dhikr, being conscious, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The darknesses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the person out of are many. Here the Shaykh mentions al-kufr, disbelief, wal-jahl, ignorance, Ma'asi, sins, and al-ghafla, inattentiveness, unmindfulness. And this is a terrible thing, that a person is unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rights of Allah, and the duties of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over us. That a person becomes unmindful of that, and then they might do anything. And that's why, as we heard in the khutbah today, the great importance of dhikrullah, of remembering Allah all the time. All the time. The person who's remembering Allah all the time is going to act different than the person who's unmindful. Just because of the remembrance of Allah. So important it is to remember Allah when we wake up and when we go to sleep, and when we leave our house and we enter, when we enter the masjid and when we exit, when we make wudu, when we eat and when we finish. This remembrance of Allah is the salvation for the believer. The dhikrullah. وَحَاصِلْ ذَلِكَ. The summary of all of this, أَنَّهُ يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الشُّرُورِ الْمُتَنَوِّعَ إِلَى مَا يَرْفَعُهَا مِنْ أَنْوَاءِ الْخَيْرِ الْعَاجِلِ وَالْآجِلِ. Yani, the summary of all of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the people of Iman out of the darknesses of all types of evil. Yani, everything evil is darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the believers from all types of evil, all the darknesses of all types of evil, إِلَى مَا يَرْفَعُهَا, to that which lifts it, removes the darkness of evil, and that is أَنْوَارُ الْخَيْرِ, يعني the lights of خَيْرِ, الْعَاجِلَ وَالْآجِلَ, يعني that which comes now and that which will come later. The خَيْرِ, يعني the lights of خَيْرِ. He removes all types of darknesses of evil by the light of goodness. وَإِنَّمَا هَذُوا هذا العطاء الجزيل بإيمانهم الصحيح وتحقيقهم هذا الإيمان بالتقوى فإن التقوى من تمام الإيمان كما تقدم تحقيقه. Here the author, he says, in closing this first يعني fruit of Iman, he says that these people of Iman, the very reason, the only reason why they are deserving, why they have earned this tremendous gift that Allah gives of this fruit of Iman is due to their Iman as-Sahih. بِإِمَانِهِمْ as-Sahih. The correct Iman. وَتَحْقِيقِهِمْ هَذَا الْإِمَانِ بِالتَّقْوَى. And then, يعني, firming up, actualizing, strengthening this Iman through a taqwa. يعني, the reason why this fruit is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is due to a person's correct Iman, and then the yani actualization, yani the practical application and firming up and establishment of that Iman by adding to it a taqwa, by observing a taqwa along with Iman. And taqwa is from Iman as well. Naam. As we have mentioned previously and established, yani when the author talked about this in another place. Let me look at the time. Oh, we don't have a lot of time. Long time. So just in case if I forget at the end, any questions that we don't cover from the study guide that we didn't reach, we'll take them next week, inshallah. Sheikh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says concerning this, the statement of the author, and from the greatest, the most magnificent of the fruits of Iman, is that a person will enjoy the special guardianship of Allah, Wilayatullah al-Khasa. And this is the first fruit from the fruits of Iman. Yani it is a tremendous, magnificent fruit, a noble fruit. He begins with it due to the greatness of the affair of this matter and its importance. Yani this tremendous fruit, that is that a person enjoys the satisfaction of the guardianship, the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah takes a responsibility for his believing servant. And it has been mentioned in the supplication that's recorded from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim and others on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Allahumma ati nafsi. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwa. Oh Allah, give to my nafs its taqwa. Give to my nafs its taqwa. Yani, enrich it with taqwa. وَزَكِّهَا and purify my nafs. Purification, tazkiyah. أَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. You are the best of those who purify it. أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. And you are its wali and its mawla. The Shaykh says, this supplication, very important supplication, tremendous supplication, yani to give us taqwa, to purify our soul. Indeed, Allah is the best of those who purify. He is our wali. He is our mawla. The Shaykh says, الولي والمولى اسمان لله من أسماء الحسنى. That these are two of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that which these two names, these great names indicate, is Allah taking responsibility for His believing servant. That Allah takes on the responsibility to guard and to protect His believing servant. حفظاً, to guard them from harm. توفيقاً, to give them the ability to do what is right. تسديداً, to make them to be on the mark. معونةً على طاعة الله, and to assist them in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Allah takes the responsibility over His servant to help them in all of these different ways. And it has been mentioned in the ayah, yani the second ayah that the author rahimahullah mentions from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 257. Allah هو ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah is the wali of those who believe. He brings them out of all types of darkness into light. This, what is mentioned in this ayah, is from Allah's guardianship over His believing servants. Yani that He helps them, that He directs them to that which is straight and right, that He gives them tawfiq, the ability to do, to successfully complete that which is good for them and in their interests. He brings them out of darkness into light. And the darknesses of dhulumat are various types, and there are many, very many. Here, the Shaykh Abdul Razak says that there is darknesses of shirk, and darknesses of kufr, and darknesses of nifaq, hypocrisy, and darknesses of falsehood, and darknesses of sin, and darknesses of innovation. Many, many types of darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His believing servants out of all of these darknesses into the light that removes them. And He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahada an-nur, that He has made the nur in this ayat singular. Wahada an-nur. Yani while He made dhulumat, plural, many dhulumat. He said He made the nur, He singled it as one. لِأَنَّهُ صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, because it is the straight path. One straight path. The path of those who Allah's favors are upon. The nur is one light. And it is the sabil of Allah. The way, the road, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While the dhulumat are many. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 153rd ayah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ. Yani, and this, indeed, this is my straight path. So follow it. And do not follow السُّبُل. Yani the many, yani paths of misguidance and deviation. So the sirat is one. And the nur is one. It is the deen of Allah, which He is pleased with for His servants. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, رَدِيتُ لَكُمُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah is pleased with it. How then can any human being be pleased with other than what Allah has chosen for us? Yani the Islam that the Prophet ﷺ brought, the pure Islam, that's based upon what is in the Quran and what came in the authentic Sunnah, and that was understood by his companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Not the deviation and corruption of the people, yani that deviated and corrupted what was brought by the Prophet ﷺ. Yani this light and this sirat, it is one. It is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with for his servants, and he is not pleased with anything else for them. As far as the other ways, the subul and the dhulumat, the darknesses, then there are many. And here he mentions the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he drew a line, and then he drew on both sides of it other lines. And he said to that one line, هذا سبيل الله. This is the path of Allah. And the sabil of Allah is only one path. Yani, the Shaykh explaining that the sabil of Allah is one path. Yani, it is one light. It is one straight path. It is the deen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with for His servants, and He's not pleased with any other deen for them. Whereas the other paths, the other ways of deviation, there are many, and on the head of every one of them, as mentioned in the hadith, at the head of every one of those paths is a shaitan calling to it, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan rajim. The shaykh then says, the paths of misguidance and of deviation, yani that separate from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many. The paths of dhulumat, darknesses, they are the paths of destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the fruits yani of His wilaya, is that He brings the believing servants out of all of those darknesses to light, yani to His deen, His straight path. And this, the shaykh says, is from the most magnificent and the greatest of the bounties and blessings of Allah and the favors of Allah, that is, that a person is guided to this straight path. And that a person is mahfuz, protected by the protection of Allah. Wa muwaffaq, and is given yani success by the tawfiq of Allah. And that a person is rightly guided by the guidance of Allah. And that a person is cared for by the care of Allah. And that Allah yani makes sure that they are on point, that they are on the mark, and that they remain firm upon the truth, and that they stick to the right guidance, and that they follow the straight path of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. This is from the greatest of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most noble of them. Right? Huh? There's pages. Pages. I did a lot of writing. Allahumma musta'an. I was still writing just now before the salat. But I won't be able to read. Okay, let's just read a little bit more of what the Shaykh says here. Yani concerning the wilaya al-khasa, especially the first ayat, because the first ayat that the author mentions from Surah Yunus, he mentions that here. قال فمن أعظم ثمارها, from the greatest of the fruits of Iman, is that a person enjoys the satisfaction of the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest of what people strive for and the most noble of what yani the people will receive. He said الولاية الخاصة, that means the wilaya that is especially for the Ahlul Iman. As far as al-wilaya al-amah, then yani Allah creating and bringing into existence of the people, yani whatever He has prepared for them in this world, this is for all, everything in the creation. But the wilaya al-khasa is that Allah takes responsibility for His abd. Bil-hifz, yani to guard them and to protect them, with tawfiq, and to give them success in whatever they are doing for His sake. And to tasdeed, to put them on track, on the point. وَالْمَعُونَ, and to assist them in obedience to Allah. وَالْحِدَايَ, and to guide them to His straight path. This is خَاسَ, it is particular, specific, special for those who Allah has given the favor of Iman, and for those who Allah has expanded their breasts towards Islam. He said here, the author, rahimahullah, mentions the noble ayat from Surah Yunus 62 and 63. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Yani, indeed, the awliya of Allah are those who have no fear and they do not grieve. He said the awliya of Allah are those who Allah has taken responsibility for. Yani, to guard them, to aid them, to support them, to make them be on the correct path, and to assist them, to support them, and to defend them. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Yani, when these two words, al-khawf wal-huzn, fear and grief, when they are mentioned together in one place, يَكُونُ فِي الْخَوْف مُتَعَلَّكْ بِمَا هُوَ قَادِمٌ عَلَيْهِ الْمَرْءِ. Yani, then khawf means, it is in reference to that which the person is going towards. Yani, khawf, when khawf and huzn, yani, fear and grief are mentioned together, then khawf is connected to what the person, what is ahead of that person, what they are going towards. وَلَلْحُزْنُ بِمَا مَضَى وَفَاتْ. Yani, and huzn refers to that which already passed by. yani which has already occurred. And the likeness of it is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahqaf, 46 surah, 13th ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. That indeed, those who said, our Rabb is Allah, and then they were upright, and then they acted upon that, then there is no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. And likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fussilat, 41st surah, 30th ayah, the saying of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. That indeed those who have said Allah is our Rabb and then they acted upon it, yani were upright in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the angels descend upon them and say to them, لا تخافوا, don't fear, ولا تحزنوا, and don't grieve. لا تخافوا, a, don't fear from that which you, what is ahead of you. Because indeed, you are under the protection of Allah. And you will enjoy the favor and bounty and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تحزنوا, يعني, and don't grieve over what you have, يعني, separated from, what you have left behind. Your family, your children. فهم أيضا بحفظ الله. Because they are also going to enjoy the protection of Allah and Allah caring for them. And the last thing that we're going to mention tonight, and then we're going to stop here because of the time. Yeah, let me see. It's time already. Okay, so what remains, yani, I'm not going to read what remains, but I'm just going to, yani, we will read it next week, بإذن الله تعالى. Allah allows us to be here. We will read it. But it's too much, and it's not any something that we should race through. That the author, the Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhu Allah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he goes on talking about the awliya of Allah, and specifically this ayah from Surah to Yunus, and the saying of the author that every mu'min who has taqwa, he's a wali of Allah. He discusses some of this, and then he talks about, you know, a discussion related to when iman and taqwa came together. And we had some discussion about this previously. He makes some other points here related to the mention of yani alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun, when iman and taqwa are mentioned together, and what is the meaning of them and how we should understand them, what that iman means and what that taqwa means. And it's a little bit lengthy, it's still a few pages, so we're going to stop with this inshallah. Next week we'll come to that. Whatever questions we covered yani from tonight, that we didn't cover from tonight, inshallah we'll cover them next week as we complete this. And next week we'll go into the second fruit of iman, that is earning the rida of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one, which is that iman will protect a person from entering the fire at all. And if a person's iman doesn't reach that level, it will protect them from remaining in the fire, even if they entered it. Next week, inshallah, we'll talk about those two points and maybe the fourth one as well, depending on depending on how much time we're able to cover it in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.